Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. And by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 47 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Debusky. The House Rules Committee is still debating the future of President Trump's tax plan. Among other things, the bill would make the 2017 tax cuts permanent and make substantial changes to Medicaid. Federal immigration officials have been tight-lipped about where they sent 8 migrants allegedly being deported to countries that are not their own. According to Acting Immigration and Customs Director Todd Lyons, the migrants were convicted of crimes ranging from murder to sexual assault, and their home countries wouldn't take them back.
ICE detention isn't punitive. We detain or remove. After 6 months or 180 days, if we don't have a country that'll take their citizens back, we do have an option to find a safe third country.
But a federal judge says the removals potentially violate an order that requires the government to give the migrants an opportunity to challenge the deportations. The Department of Justice now says it's dropping various reform agreements it had with police departments in Louisville and Minneapolis. This is ABC News. More than 90 trucks full of humanitarian aid have now crossed into Gaza since Israel partially lifted its blockade. But the United Nations says it's nowhere near enough.
Under pressure, Israel is now allowing some aid in, but the UN says none of it has been distributed yet. The situation, though, on the children's wards in Gaza's beleaguered hospitals are grim, with many newborn infants severely underweight. And as talks in Qatar reach another ceasefire, they appear to be going nowhere. There are fears that Israel is about to launch another major land offensive, which will only make the situation even worse.
ABC's Ian Panel. Strong storms wreaked more havoc on the Midwest in the last day, with more than 11 tornadoes reported. More from ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
The tornado threat is done, so we can all kind of rest easy there. Do I think that the system is done with us? No, and that would be with impacts especially to travel. Some of the thunderstorms still making their way through Alabama and Georgia.
Mike Debusky, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday, it's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for overcast and chilly with scattered light rain or drizzle, a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy with some leftover drizzle, a low of 42. And tomorrow, clouds gradually mixing with some sunshine, not as cool, with a high of 62. Currently in Richland Center, after receiving another 52 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, our two-day total so far is just over 2 inches at 2.03. It's currently an overcast 47 degrees in Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Good afternoon. It's 9 minutes past 12 o'clock and 47 degrees in Richland Center. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating a deadly UTV crash from over the weekend that caused the death of a 10-year-old boy. Channel 15 reports that according to the crash summary, it happened Saturday on private property in the township of Dayton in Richland County. The report states the victim and a juvenile passenger were riding a small UTV. The driver took a quick turn, which the DNR said caused the vehicle to tip on its driver's side. The DNR said it is still determining safety certifications and helmet use. UW-Platteville officials have released an update to the incident that occurred Monday afternoon. The UW-Platteville Police Department responded to a call at Wilgus Hall, a student residence hall, for disturbance. Upon arrival, law enforcement officers from the department found two individuals injured, suffering from gunshot wounds. One of the individuals was identified as Kelsey Martin, 22. Martin was transported to Southwest Health and then med-flighted to UW Health University Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Martin was the Wilgus Hall Assistant Resident Director and a psychology major from Beloit. Based upon preliminary autopsy findings, Martin was determined to have died by gunshot wound. The other individual was identified as Hallie Helms, 22, who died at the scene. Based on preliminary autopsy findings, Helms was determined to have died by self-inflicted gunshot wounds. Helms was a Wilgus Hall resident and an elementary education major from Baraboo. No other subjects are suspected to have been involved in the incident. Further investigation continues around the circumstances surrounding the death of the two individuals. Anyone with any information is asked to please contact the UW-Platteville Police Department at 608-342-1584. Counseling resources are available to the UW-Platteville community. University Counseling will be offering walk-in urgent sessions with a counselor through Friday from 8 to 4. In addition, a toll-free emotional support line is available at 844-602-6680 or 720-272-0004, staffed by mental health professionals. The line will be available overnight through today. Another resource is the free confidential UW Mental Health 24/7 line at 888-531-2142. Mantra Health is also available to students. Final exams for the remainder of the week were canceled. Any students with questions are asked to contact the dean's office for their individual college. UW-Platteville reminds students that even as they leave campus for the summer, please remember counseling services are still available to you. A frequently asked questions website is available at uwplatt.edu/news/frequently-ask-questions. The UW-Platteville Police Department would like to thank the Grant County Sheriff's Office, City of Platteville Police Department, Joe Davies County Sheriff's Office, Cuba City Police Department, East Dubuque Police Department, Grant County Emergency Management, Lancaster Police Department, Baraboo Police Department, Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, and Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories for their assistance. The Richland County Board of Supervisors filled the vacant seat for District 3 at last night's board meeting. Two residents of District 3 submitted a letter of interest. One was Randy Schoonover. The second was former supervisor Lee Van Landite. Many may also know Van Landite as a current school board member. He announced last night that he has turned in his resignation and has resigned from the school board so that he may once again seek a county board seat. The members of the county board then took a ballot vote, with Randy Schoonover being elected in an 11-8 vote. The board then took a short recess, and then Schoonover took the oath of office and was seated. It was also noted at last night's meeting that the seat representing District 11 is now vacant following the resignation of Michelle Harwick. Anyone 18 or older who resides in District 11 is invited to submit a letter of intent to Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish. With the hiring of Tricia Clements as the county administrator, it left a vacancy for the Health and Human Services Director. Clements reported that Stephanie Ronfelt has been promoted as the new director of HHS. Ronfelt is the current Business and Financial Services Manager. The board also passed a resolution to approve the creation of a deputy county administrator. Richland County has had a county administrator style of government since 2020, and each administrator and interim administrator employed by Richland County since that time has reported the need for additional support for the administrator. Administrator Clements has proposed adding 10 to 15 hours per week to the duties of another employee to be the deputy county administrator. The deputy county administrator would be the primary point of contact when the administrator is unavailable and to be the lead on at least one county project at any given time. There is room in the administrator's budget to cover the remainder of the $20,000 yearly stipend for the 2025 year and will budget appropriately for future years. Marty Brewer served Richland County for many years as a supervisor and chair. Most recently, after the map reconfiguration, he represented District 3 until his death. He supported many programs and causes for county residents, including the preservation of the wooded hilltop and trails for future public green space access behind the campus. The Simons Natatorium Board recommended the renaming of the trails for Marty Brewer, noting his support for the continued preservation of the trail area. Supervisor Larry Engel motioned to table that motion, brought forward to first work up a format for naming public property after a person. That motion failed, and the Richland County Board of Supervisors voted to approve naming the former UW Richland Wellness Trails as the Marty Brewer Nature Trails. In other action at last night's Richland County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for the school district to use the campus gymnasium, weight room, and soccer field. A contract with Ayers Associates Incorporated for geospatial services. Richland County completed a light detection and ranging project in 2021. And it was recommended by Ayers Associates Incorporated at that time to complete enhancements to make the project more usable. Ayers Associates Incorporated has been selected by Wisconsin Regional Ortho-Imagery Consortium to complete these projects. $33,613 will be paid from the 2024 Land Information Grant, $38,710 from the 2025 Land Information Grant, leaving the remaining $43,127 to be paid by county funds. To pay financial aid for bridge or culvert projects in the town of Bloom on Tower Hollow, in the town of Ithaca on Hell Hollow and Dog Hollow, and in the town of Marshall on Mary Hill. The total cost of the projects is $77,929, with the amount of county aid at $38,965. The cancellation of stale county checks in the amount of $1,042. The checks have been outstanding against the county for more than 1 year. Canceling stale tax certificates for the tax year 2012 in the amount of $239. A sheriff's addendum to the Richland County Employee Handbook. The inclusion of the needed renovations of the tennis basketball courts and the improvements to the nature trails in the Richland County Comprehensive Outdoor Plan adopted in 2023. This will satisfy the requirements of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and Recreational Trails Program from the state of Wisconsin, making grant funding assistance available to assist the county in making these resources available to the public. By this inclusion, the Simons Recreation Complex Director, Mike Hardy, can apply and accept a 2025 LWCF grant for renovations of the tennis basketball courts in the amount of $150,000, and to apply and accept a 2025 RTP grant for improvements of the trails of up to $40,000. To accept the facilities assessment study proposal submitted by Venture Architects at a cost not to exceed $40,000 for additional county facility assessments and a wage differential for bilingual staff. A driver sustained life-threatening injuries in a crash in the township of Spring Green. The Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a two-vehicle head-on crash on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection with Donald Road Monday afternoon at approximately 3:05. It was reported that both vehicles sustained heavy damage and there was a total road blockage. The initial investigation showed that a car was traveling east on Highway 14 and crossed the center line of the roadway, striking a westbound pickup hauling a gooseneck trailer and a tractor. The car lost control, rolling over once before coming to rest in the westbound lane of travel. pickup jackknifed and also came to rest in the westbound lane of travel, with the trailer having lost all tires. The operator of the car had to be extricated from the scene by the Spring Green Fire Department and was taken to a hospital in Madison via MedFlight, having sustained serious life-threatening injuries. The operator of the pickup was not injured. Names of those involved are being withheld at this time. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours while sheriff's office staff investigated the crash, and the investigation remains ongoing. The CEO of Wisconsin-based mobile carrier Cellcom confirms a cyber attack took down its voice and data services last week. CEO Bridget Rorden making the announcement in an unscripted YouTube video on Tuesday.
They are working on how to do damage just as hard as we are working to prevent it. This is the world we live in right now. We have notified authorities and we have teams working around the clock.
She said there are things she can and can't share with customers at this time.
I want to come to you with facts, and we simply don't have a lot of facts. But the integrity of facts has to do with our relationship. I want you to be able to trust what I can tell you, and I have to ask you to trust what I cannot tell you.
Most Cellcom customers have been without voice and data service since last Thursday, although some services were restored on Monday, including voice calls between Cellcom customers. Rorden says there is no evidence to show that personal customer data like payment cards, bank account information, or social security numbers have been compromised, but there's no timeline for when service will be completely restored. It is an overcast 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Know what you are purchasing at a garage sale. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is rolling out the spring savings. Get $10 off every $100 you spend, up to $50 off $500. Save on brakes, exhaust, AC, cooling systems, and more. Need tires? Get a $100 rebate when you buy a set of four select Hankook DynaPro HD2 tires, now through May 31st. Plus, GDI fuel and air induction cleaning, just $149, and $15 off AC service and charge. Call 608-383-1700 or stop by TC Auto Works, 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share, EBT, and SnapQuest cards are
are also welcome. And thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compere Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
It's up to 48 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:25. Now that spring is here, garage sale season is underway. When shopping at a garage sale, buyers should be cautious about certain items they intend to purchase. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This can be a really fun time of year because you can find great deals. Maybe you find unique merchandise. Maybe you just like to find those surprises, that those things you didn't know you needed that show up in someone else's garage. But please keep safety in mind and check for recalls on items that anyone intends to purchase. And the best way to do this is examine the item and ask yourself questions about the item when you're shopping.
When inspecting an item, there are things to look for to make sure it is safe for you and your family.
Does the item have an electrical cord? If it does, is there damage to that cord? Frayed wires, coating that's cracked or broken away. This could be an electrical hazard that could cause problems for electrocution or a fire safety hazard in your home. Does the item, especially any toys, have chipping paint? Because that could be a sign of lead. If you have little ones in the house or even yourself, lead can be very hazardous. Does the item contain chemicals that could be toxic? Now, this is very hard to see, so how are you going to know? Things like BPA or PFAS, mercury, again, even lead could be a problem. So you probably need to check the recall list on these items. If you have little ones in the house or could come into the home, you need to consider choking hazards. So maybe you travel with an empty toilet paper tube roll with you, and if any items, small parts fit through that, that could be considered a choking hazard, and you need to take caution there. And same with button cell batteries. Those can be incredibly hazardous for young people as well as older if they are ingested. So you need to consider if the item has secured that battery properly so it's not accessible.
While inspection is a great way to check the safety of the item, Michelle Reinen says that there is another way to check if it is safe.
Your examination is one step, but actually checking the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission for recalls of items is that second step before you bring them into the home or even before you purchase them, because you can go to saferproducts.gov and check things out while you're standing in the driveway of someone's household and just see if that item's been recalled or not.
If you have questions about the safety of an item or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The American Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapter is pleased to announce the local heroes who will be recognized at the 2025 Southwest Heroes Golf event Monday, June 9th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. The Red Cross is continuously inspired by the exceptional actions of everyday heroes. The annual Heroes Golf event honors the Red Cross's humanitarian mission and celebrates the local individuals and groups who have gone above and beyond to save a life or make their community better. Those whose bravery, dedication, and humanitarian efforts create a meaningful, positive impact will be recognized. Chosen across a handful of categories, honorees are selected based on the degree to which their actions uphold values of the Red Cross humanitarian mission and leave a lasting and positive impact on communities. The 2025 Southwest Wisconsin Heroes include the Blood Services Hero to Epic Systems in Verona, the Community Impact Hero to Lucera Family West YMCA in Madison, Disaster Relief Heroes to Ruth Davis of Onalaska, the military hero to Angie Fuller of Baraboo, the Red Cross hero to Judy Giacomino of Madison, and the youth and young adult heroes to the Milton Red Cross Club. The American Red Cross shelters, feeds, and provides comfort to victims of disasters, supplies about 40% of the nation's blood, teaches skills that save lives, distributes international humanitarian aid, and supports veterans, military members, and their families. The Heroes Golf event serves as the annual fundraiser for the Southwest Wisconsin chapter of the Red Cross, supporting its vital programs and services. Emergencies don't take a holiday. As we head into Memorial Day weekend, the American Red Cross urges donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. With millions of Americans expected to travel around Memorial Day and engage in water sports, boating, camping, and other outdoor activities, the risk of accidents increases. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remains a critical priority in May during Trauma Awareness Month. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are essential right now to meet the needs of hospitals. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from noon to 5:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex third annual 3K-5K Wellness Stride, scheduled for tomorrow, has been postponed due to the inclement forecast. For more information, call Simons Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m., or longer if attendees remain, at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Bring Dad out for a sizzling event of grilled favorites, drinks, and a dazzling lineup of classic cars. It's the perfect way to celebrate Dad with great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. That's the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, June 12th, 5 through 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Be there and cruise into a great time. All are welcome to bring your classic car and join in the fun. Help them celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock and 47 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78 of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Blackburn is survived by her brother, Richard and Lynn Blackburn of Menominee Falls, her sister, Lois and Craig McGeary of Muskego, nieces and nephew, great-nieces and nephews. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78 of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muskoday. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muskoday Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly Knight is survived by 7 sons, Jerry and Denise of Poinette, Jeffrey and Dale of Reedsburg, John of Avoca, Jason and Mary of Oklahoma, Joel and Cheryl of Portage, Jesse and Angie of Muskoday, and Jody and Carrie of Portage. 12 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren. Siblings, Diane and Russell Stevenson of Janesville, and Sandra and Steve Evans of Sun Prairie. Sisters-in-law, Juanita Persinger of Richland Center, and Betty Persinger of Wanakee. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon Gard is survived by her husband Steve, 6 children, 13 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, family and friends. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73 of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Pehaw Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Danny Baldwin is survived by his wife of 47 years, Donna, children, Lyle and Polly, George and Amanda, Jessica and Craig Holgerson, and Sarah and Chris Benish. 20 grandchildren, siblings, Eileen and Myron Ledvina, Sharon and Butch Haug, Jerry Baldwin, Peter Baldwin, Catherine and Gordon Ressler, Molly and Tim Pettit, and Christy and Dennis Larson. Sister-in-law, Esther Baldwin, many nieces and nephews. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ernie and Lisa Faga and Kevin and Danielle Bassett. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are still stuck in the cloud cover here across a large portion of the Midwest. You have to get down towards St. Louis and Kansas City to see some sunshine. Gradually, though, drier air will start to filter in behind this low pressure system. Should bring us some brighter conditions from tomorrow through the weekend, making it more conducive for getting outside for your outdoor activities. Temperatures will be inching up just a bit as well. Now, still below normal, but a little more comfortable to be outdoors. It looks like a weather system could be sliding south of us by Sunday and Monday. The best chance of rain probably will stay south of Wisconsin, but we can't rule out a couple of showers around here as well. Well, for the rest of today, generally cloudy skies, certainly on the cool side. Not as windy as yesterday, but still a little bit breezy. Intermittent light rain or drizzle with a high temperature near 52, the wind northeast at 7 to 15. Cloudy tonight with some leftover drizzle possible, low at 42. And tomorrow, clouds gradually mixing with some sunshine, not as cool, with a high of 62, northeast wind between 10 and 15. Thursday night, a few clouds and chilly, lows in the upper to mid-30s. Have the coats handy. On Friday, partly sunny, high about 62. For Saturday, we should have a mix of clouds and sun, low near 39 degrees, high climbing up to 65. Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a small chance of a couple of showers from afternoon on. Low near 44, high in the mid-60s, and Monday mostly cloudy, scattered showers still possible. Low near 46 with a high of 66, and by Tuesday partly sunny, just slightly cooler than normal, but overall pretty pleasant. Low in the mid-40s with a high near 64 degrees. There are signs that we could climb back into the 70s not too long after that. Have yourself a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently an overcast 47 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 48, our low this morning was 42. Our high so far today, 48. The record high for this date was set in 1975 at 93 degrees. The record low, 27, was set in 1957. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 60. Sunset tonight will be at 8:25, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:31. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds, 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.99. Relative humidity is 97%, and we have received 0.05 of an inch of rain so far today. It is currently an overcast 47 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
How to protect against cattle thieves, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There was a time when horse thievery and cattle rustling was a hanging offense. Not today, but high beef prices have caused an uptick in cattle theft. Here's Scarlett Madinger of the Kansas Livestock Association with some prevention tips.
First and foremost, brand your cattle. That's going to be the most permanent, surefire way to positively identify those cattle. If they're trying to sell them at a regional auction market, somebody is most likely to recognize that brand, maybe know that, hey, that isn't who dropped them off. Also, ear notching can help. That's another permanent identifier.
Madinger says don't make it easy for thieves to get at your livestock.
Restrict access to your pens, your pastures, other property as much as possible. I know that can be difficult, but anything that causes someone to take an extra step, you know, somebody that's looking to steal cattle, it serves as a deterrent. And so if you can keep those gates locked, chain your loading facilities.
Also says Madinger, keep an eye on traffic near your farm or ranch.
Just be observant. Take note of any suspicious vehicles in the area, especially around your pastures.
Tomorrow, you'll meet a former rancher who became a crime fighter. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Work on the budget bill continues in Washington. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. first and unexpected heavy rain in a short period of time is a factor in a recent Wisconsin manure spill. Ben Uvas with the Department of Natural Resources tells Brownfield the farm used low-disturbance manure injection, which performed well in most of the field.
There were a couple parts of the field where that localized high-intensity rainfall we got was responsible for washing manure off the field down into some smaller, we call them intermittent streams.
Wisconsin has an online runoff risk advisory forecast website, which shows farmers when there is a runoff risk. But Uvas says this burst of precipitation wasn't expected.
I just checked for the area when we think manure was spread. It wasn't actually reporting any risk. So like the lowest category of specialized risk. And I think when you consider that, yeah, it did catch everybody off guard.
The manure entered Spring Valley Creek, Moore Creek, and the Kickapoo River near Norwalk. The chairman and ranking member of the U.S. House Ag Committee presented their case to the Rules Committee as the House continues its work to advance a budget bill. Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson says the $230 billion in budget cuts will allow for investments in rural America.
It's imperative for Congress to rebuild the farm safety net. These investments mitigate further unbudgeted ad hoc spending and prevent a full-blown financial crisis in farm country that could devastate the food and ag supply chain and, quite frankly, the national economy.
However, Ranking Member Angie Craig says the proposal would decimate the country's most successful anti-hunger program.
And why? Not for middle-class tax cuts, but to move to the wealthiest Americans' money from the least wealthy. In addition, this is expected to increase the national debt and deficits. This is a shameful process that we're involved in here today.
Craig told the Rules Committee this budget bill won't make it out of the U.S. Senate. Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs Perry Osnes says the House reconciliation package includes several pieces beneficial to agriculture, including tax provisions and a stronger farm safety net. The House Rules Committee convened its hearing for the bill at midnight Central Time. John Deere plans to invest $20 billion in the U.S. over the next decade. Chief Financial Officer Josh Jepson says the announcement reiterates the company's commitment to U.S. manufacturing.
Our roots are in manufacturing here in the U.S. We're 188 years old, and the vast majority of that in the Midwest, really in Iowa and Illinois. So reaffirming that commitment.
Jepson says several projects are planned, including a 120,000 square foot expansion of the remanufacturing facility in Missouri and new assembly lines for the 9RX high-horsepower tractor in Waterloo, Iowa. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
The suicide rate among those in the ag industry is nearly 10 points above the national average.
We need to make it not taboo. You know, we talk about COVID. We talk about all these other things that happen, but we still don't seem to want to really have that open, candid conversation about mental health. You don't have to have any fancy letters behind the back of your name. You can be just a normal, everyday person and just be like, hey, are you okay? And be willing to sit down and talk to that person if they're not and validate that.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. Bids have surfaced in Nebraska at $229 live and $360 dressed. Asking prices haven't been fully established. It wouldn't be surprising to see packer inquiries start to pick up as the day progresses. Significant trade volume, though, may hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Interstate Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $5 lower. The USDA says demand is moderate to good on a moderate supply. The feeder market was slightly lower this week. Medium and large one feeder steers, 611 to 642 pounds, brought $340 to $365. Feeder steers, 642 pounds, value added, brought $359. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 560 to 589 pounds, brought $312 to $330. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday on very good demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 71 cents at $3.5946. Select was $4.06 higher at $3.4902. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the day more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up to move numbers. Demand remains a priority. There's optimism domestic demand will see a boost from summer grilling season. Global demand has been relatively strong, but the industry is also watching the global market and how long it might take China to resume purchases following its hiatus. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 209 with a weighted average of 96.60. No comparison for the Western Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 96.60. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $55 to $65. And pork values were firm at midday, up 36 cents at $100.88. Bellies, butts, ribs, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher, monitoring chances for more near-term U.S. planting delays and also keeping an eye on the results of the recent flooding in Argentina. Bean oil is up today on biofuels demand expectations, while soybean meal looks a little bit oversold. July beans are up 12 and 3 quarters at 10.65 and 3 quarters. August is 12 higher at 10.62 and a quarter. July bean meal is up $1.50 at $2.94.10, and July bean oil 71 higher at $50.21. Corn's higher, watching U.S. planting and emergence with ongoing support from the generally good demand. Ethanol production was up on the week as stocks hit a multi-month low. July corn 7 higher at 461.5, and September's up 7.75 at 443. And wheat's higher with some help from the lower move in the dollar. There are disease concerns for winter wheat and scattered rain delays in the forecast for spring wheat. Globally, dry weather is an issue in parts of Russia and China. July Chicago's 5 higher at 551. July Kansas City's up 4.5 at 540 and 3 quarters. July Minneapolis wheat 6 and 3 quarters higher at 604.5. Live cattle are higher and feeders are lower, preparing for widespread direct business and Friday's cattle on feeder port. There is some very light trade being reported in Nebraska at 360 dress. That would be $2 higher than last week's weighted average. June live's up 97 at 214.15, and August is up 85 at 208.70. August feeders are down 50 at 297. September's 47 lower, 295.72. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and demand questions out of tomorrow's export sales numbers. June is down 55 at 99.47. July is 82 lower at 102.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Tomorrow night we have a timed auction ending in Lone Rock with a flipper house, a set of woodworking tools, a moped, and a van. Check it out at our website and register to bid. Next Thursday, May 29th, we have our equipment consignment auction at the Columbus Auction Yard. We have attachments and go-karts from China, gates and crail panels from Texas, and wood furniture from Iowa. We call this auction Pit One Imports. We also have a very nice lineup of hay equipment, a bunch of skid loaders, and a wheel loader. Equipment consignment auction Thursday, May 29th at the Columbus Auction Yard. Classic tractors are rolling into the Muscadet Auction Yard for our annual Classic Tractor and Memorabilia Auction in June. Get your classic tractors, antique implements, and memorabilia down to the Muscadet Auction Yard today so we can market your pieces to the world. More info on all of these auctions and how to sell with us at our upcoming equipment consignment auctions in May, June, and August at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
How food insecurity can impact child development. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living in Brownfield. Households with children have a much higher rate of food insecurity than other demographics. Emily Engelhardt, Vice President of Research for Feeding America, says children are much more vulnerable to food insecurity, and that has long-term effects.
Not getting enough healthy food can have serious impacts on children's physical and mental health. And there's, you know, a great deal of evidence. It talks about the higher risk of health conditions, hitting developmental milestones, academic and social performance, which makes sense. If you don't have enough food, it's harder to focus. And if you're in a household that is experiencing food insecurity, often what we find is that families protect their children and do everything that they can to feed children first and to get kids the food that they need. But there's also a body of evidence around just the impact of the stress of living in a household where the parents are worried about getting enough food to feed themselves and their children.
She says food insecurity exists in every U.S. county, but rural areas are disproportionately affected. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a